sweet tea, unfortunately.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Human Podcast.
Oh my god, you were recording again, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm always recording. Always. My wife is now a dinosaur hand. We went to Salt Lake City. I became gay. She got a dinosaur hand. I mean,
if I could have picked it out, I would have gone with a Barosaurus.
A Barosaurus?
Yeah, it's the one. Looks like the giraffe.
The Brontosaurus?
No, it's a Barosaurus. Brontosaurus has the thing on the head. This one has a flat head and a more elongated snout.
It's the long necks.
Long necks is just a very broad description of the entire family tree of long necks. Okay, there are different types of subspecies. It's like cephalopods. A squid and an octopus and a nautilus and a cuttlefish are all cephalopods, but they're all different.
This week, we do not have Courtney.
Because she bailed.
She bailed. She wanted to watch a Christian movie or
it's
something.
Probably The Passion of the Christ, and she herself.
She's like fucking beaten off. She's like flicking her bean to The Passion of the Christ. She's probably going to be like, yeah, you can masturbate to fucking Jesus getting killed. No, that's how Jews masturbate exclusively.
But do women actually beat off?
I mean, do you? I mean, you're like...
No, I have all the toys you gave me. I don't do the work no more.
You just, like, shove six of them in. You're like, all right, there we go. Just turn them all on.
No. Okay, so do you need to know my routine?
I mean, just in case you die or something, and I need something to beat off to real quick.
Oh, my God.
You know, but I'm sure I can get some sympathy, pussy. I'll just be like... Who wants to come over and fuck a sad, short-dicked, come-fast man? And, you know, six women will be like, yeah, I mean...
They're in your area.
Are you going to hit me? I'm like, no, I'm sad. And it's like, all right, I'll come over and fuck you. And so, they do. Like, I kind of want to, like, test the theory
of...
Like, seeing how fast you can get simply pussy.
I can tell you right now, I will never, ever give anyone sympathy pussy. My vagina is not something I give to someone I feel bad for. My vagina is for me and my own decisions to make. What the fuck is on my lip? How the fucking is it again?
A Hitler mustache.
Shut up. Don't look at my face, it's ugly. No.
No.
Hideous.
My wife. And she's naked on this podcast.
Don't say that!
She's completely nude.
No, I've got a thing on my hand. I've got the...
I've got the dinosaur
in my hand.
She's got a dinosaur for her hand now.
You have a dinosaur for your dick now, so like...
Whatever. She put one of the things on my dick.
And he was horrified.
It was great.
And I was greatly justified.
So, we're going to talk stories about... This whole fucking fiasco goddamn trip.
I've enjoyed myself immensely. Why is it a fiasco besides Southwest?
So.
Okay, Southwest has never let me down before, so I'm horribly disappointed in that. Let me say that. Now continue and I'll join your bitching.
I gave them like zero stars on their, like, do you have a review for us? I'm like, I sure do. I sure do. And so pretty much what happened... To start it out, I had a fucking shitty long Friday. Got done with my work. Cool. Got home. I wanted to take my bike out. But guess what? It's fucking pissing rain down and I don't drive in the fucking rain.
It was raining down there?
Yeah. That's why I didn't take my bike.
Oh. I was wondering why you hadn't taken your bike. I wanted everyone to see how badass you are. But everyone doesn't know you're badass. Like, I'm always, like, talking you up at work.
Yeah, no. It was... Pissing rain.
That is so annoying.
Hard. It was like it's gonna start at like 4 and I like got home at 3 and it's like already pissed. I'm like, okay, forget, cancel that. Do not like destroy my fucking
time. I'm sorry. I'm swimming with it.
Like, I at least want to get home and make like a video or two with my goddamn dinosaur.
Put it down.
I'm gonna start making fucking TikToks.
You're going to start making TikToks?
I'm going to start making TikToks.
What are you, a fucking Gen Z?
I don't know what that means, but...
It came after Generation X.
I mean, I don't know what...
Do you even know what Generation X is?
I mean...
That's the 2000 babies.
I mean, yeah, I'm not going to do the stupid dances. Are you kidding me?
Like, Maddie can floss, like, it's nothing, and I'm super impressed. But if you ever floss, your blowjob days are done.
I'm fucking flossing right now.
No, hell yeah. Ruin that.
I'm gonna like look it up. Like, let's see, how do I floss?
Oh my god.
Is, like a dentist website.
Like I can pull some floss out of your butt the way I had to with that cat.
Like a dentist website comes up and is like, hey, here's how you floss.
Okay, I gotta see this.
Let's see. How to floss. How to fly? No, floss.
Hotel beds are nice and clean and don't smell like cum, although this one will soon.
It's how to floss your teeth.
People need to be taught how to floss your teeth.
How to floss. Let's see. Dance?
Maybe?
How to floss dance. There we go.
Wasn't this really originally done by like the Kid in the Backpack on like a Katy Perry song? Is that where this all started?
Okay, yeah, this fucking...
With the backpack.
Yeah. Kid backpack dance.
That's gonna pull up way too many things.
Nope.
It took you straight to the thing?
Straight to the thing.
Fuck yeah!
And look who was there. The Rock and Tom Hanks. Scarlett Johansson playing Ivanka Trump and Alec Baldwin as the president. But it was this unknown kid with a backpack who stole the show. The kid took the stage.
Oh yeah, I can't do all that.
And in about 2 seconds, took over the show. Now he's an overnight sensation, with social media dubbing him Backpack Kid.
Can you describe that feeling being on stage, performing with Katy Perry?
It's super nerve-wracking, because if you mess up on live TV, you cannot go back from that.
So, who is he?
And what a smart little fucker. Up here?
His name is Russell Horning.
Don't he's put his name on the internet like that! From
Georgia. He's 15.
So he's old enough to be raped.
Oh, no, this is 3 years ago.
So he was 12. Or he's 18 now?
He's 18 now. So this kid can get some fucking dick. Hell.
You would give him dick?
Yeah!
Why the fuck would you do that?
Cute as fuck. See his eyes?
Oh my god, you're such a cradle robber.
You see, I could, you're like, you can fuck any man you want.
Okay. You know what? You're correct. I take back my words.
Run it back down.
What?
To you.
That's OBS not working, babe.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no, 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 no.
Oh my god, I just need to hear the first note and then I can sing it.
Let's see.
Oh no.
Oh no, no song.
Oh no, no, no.
Oh, oh no god. Song.
Oh yes, the rap version.
Fact, everyone only searched for the song Oh No 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 and found it. Congrats.
That's amazing. I love when you think you're looking at something dumb and it comes as like the first searching and they're like, there are people just like me who desire this knowledge.
I feel like it. Like we have to like do the podcast like officially though.
Are we not doing it?
Oh, I'm sure we are. I'm sure like this just this dumb bullshit is gonna like just make it.
This is a vacation podcast.
This is the vacation. We're in Salt Lake City, so the
Salt Flats.
The city of fucking retards and morons. I mean Mormons.
Wait, isn't Mormon and moron the same thing though?
You just. Took a double barrel shotgun right to my joke.
No.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be funny.
I mean, like 2 seconds after me, though.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Don't make fun of me.
Put my penis out.
I am not giving you a blowjob on the podcast.
Not on the podcast. But after.
Nah, fine. I just used to eat lobster, though. You don't think it'd be too fishy?
Yeah. I mean,
do you need more room?
Your pussy is always fishy. So.
Wait.
What?
What do you mean my pussy's always fishy? Do I seriously smell like a wharf house?
We got it.
What do I smell like?
You smell fine. I'm trying to be funny.
Fine. And you're not forgiven, though. We'll revisit this.
So, we get on the fucking plane.
Mm-hmm.
We get through security like it's nothing.
Yeah. Like I've never been through TSA so fast.
Like, the...
And they didn't even strip search you.
I know. I was ready. I lubed up my asshole and everything for TSA to come fucking ram my asshole.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They're like, yeah, come on through. The metal detector. I had my belt on still. And
I had my nipple piercings and it didn't go off.
I'm like, is this thing even on? I think, like, he didn't just turn it on. He's like, just come through.
Maybe he did.
That'd be hilarious. It's like, I'm the one that had the bomb. It's like, yeah. It's like, fuck.
Nah, you're too much of a Republican to do that.
Yeah, just come in with a gun. Yeah, no. On a plane full of people, everyone wants to be the fucking hero. Are you kidding me?
I don't want to be a hero.
I mean, you're a woman. Women are seldom heroes.
I'm not a hero on purpose. If I was a hero, more people would like me, and I don't want that.
Yeah, I mean, like, the only women that are heroes are, like, women that need to prove themselves or Irish women for some reason.
I'm sorry.
You're not Irish.
I am Irish.
I've seen how you drink a beer, and you're like, I'm drunk. Ooh. It's like...
Okay, no, babe. I am accustoming to my level of alcohol, and now it takes me two beers.
That takes like two beers.
Yeah. And I am fucking Irish.
She's like, oh, yeah, I got a Miller Lite.
Okay, no. I'm Irish on my dad's side. And then on my mom's side, I'm Norwegian and Jewish.
Ew.
Yeah, I know. Ew. It's disgusting. Get away from...
I want a divorce.
Yeah, I know. This is why I never, ever, ever told you. But now I need to prove my lineage. And so, like, now you know.
Oh, God. She's a Jew. Okay, disgusting.
No. No, like, I'm supposedly related to the dude who wrote Ben-Hur, and supposedly he's Jewish. I don't know if he's Jewish or not. He might be.
I mean...
I just know the dude who wrote Ben-Hur was writing it because he was trying to find his own stance with God. And by the end of the book, I think he decided to be Christian, but I'm not quite sure.
So what would you say if I shaved, like, my entire beard except mm-hmm. for my mustache?
Like, would you do, like, a creepy French mustache or more of, like, that?
No, like, so everything from, like...
So you'd keep the side pieces?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm gonna do it now.
I don't dig mustaches. Like, yours is okay because it connects down to, like, the excuse you have for a beard on your chin, but, like...
See? This bitch is over here making fun of my goddamn beard.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna shave this shit off,
mm-hmm.
leave the mustache.
If you shave, you can't go down on me until your stubble regrows. Otherwise, you will be spiky, and I don't want that near my vagina.
I'm gonna or fucking, my thighs. I'm porcupine in your fucking pussy.
Ew, why would just you say it like that?
Stabbing it.
You can't do that. Your penis doesn't have spikes on it.
Okay.
So there are animals who have spikes on their penises, just so you know.
Back to the story.
Oh, yeah, we were hating on Southwest.
We were hating on Southwest. So we get through security like it's nothing. We're there 3 hours early.
Because mm-hmm, they pushed the flight back.
They pushed the flight back. Once, and I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. that's fine. I get it. Shit happens.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You live on, go on.
Yeah.
We are still going to get to Salt Lake City before the car rental place closed.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine. I called him ahead of time. I'm like, hey, this is going to be some shit, and we're going to be cutting it close. It went way over. So we get there, and... They're like, okay, you're going to be boarding at 10:10.
Which is when it was supposed to depart.
Well, no. They didn't board us until like 10:30.
They did not.
They're like, okay, A1, military.
No, there was like three families all with squalling children. That was appalling.
Just screaming their fucking heads off.
Like, who the fuck thinks they should fly with a small child? It's like, no. You don't get to fly anymore. Wait till it's like five and it doesn't freak out every single time. And then you can fly again. Until then, it's like car trips. God.
I mean, just have a fucking abortion and then you can go anywhere you want.
Oh my God. Maybe she didn't have a choice because her parents were pro-life.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care if my
if a woman doesn't have access to an abortion, she won't have an abortion unless she tries to find someone who's going to do it, and it could totally fuck her up.
I know. The stairs are just a bitch.
I thought you used a hanger.
No, you just push them down the stairs. Whoops. The dumb bitch is just clumsy. It's like, yeah, my daughter is kind of clumsy.
Does she die or does the baby just die?
The baby just dies. You get a like, broken arm.
I don't want a broken arm.
Tough.
Why am I the one who got pregnant?
Dumb. You're a woman.
Oh my God.
So, they push us the fuck back. Way, yeah. Way fucking back.
Mm-hmm.
And we get on this plane, and it's like, you know, 11:30, and like, hey, guys, just another little update, a little to-do. We have frost on our wingtip. Don't know how it got there, but we have frost from the gas. Yeah, yawn at my story. Yawn at
No, I'm sorry. I just bit my lip piercing super fucking hard, and I was trying not to scream. Okay, yeah, so there was the stupid frost thing, and then... So we've already been sitting there an hour. I can't hold my bladder longer than an hour and a half. Like, and past an hour, it just gets excruciating painful because, you know, I have chronic conditions. And so, like, they're like, yeah, we're going to be taking off. And it's like, I'm waiting for them to take off so I can fucking get up and go pee. And we're like an hour and a half into it. And I literally look at my husband like, do you have anything absorbent? Because I am going to pee soon. And basically, he was just like, no, just go up and pee. And so, like, I go up and I'm like, can I pee? And she's like, no. And I'm like, I really need to go. And she's like, fine, make it quick. And it was, like, so fucking awful. And it was, like,
And by the time you were done, like, they still hadn't even shown up with the truck to clear this fucking ice.
Yeah, no. So, they clean the ice. And then they're, like, well, yeah, it's cleaned up. And now we're waiting for the truck to come pull us out so we can get on the stupid thing to fly off. And I'm, like, what the fuck? We're, like, the only flight still left there, basically. It's fucking midnight at this point.
So, yeah, we arrive, you know, in Salt Lake City. Super fucking late. We're the only flight there.
No, we got in like at like 2 something. So it was super early.
Yeah, we're the only fucking people there.
Really?
And it like Salt Lake, it's a weird fucking airport because you have to like walk for days.
It's an international airport. It's big.
To get in, like in all the other airports, they have like these little trams. They're like, okay, we're going to, you know, send you.
Oh yeah, the trams are nice.
Yeah, this one, no tram. It was walking for...
Oh, I didn't even think of that when I was so jet-lagged. When I came off the thing, I just, like, I'm going to follow science and try to not fall asleep.
Yeah, and she had to go pee again. So, and then I went...
You're married to me. I pee every 30 minutes. I don't have a choice.
And then I, like, go down to the National Car Rental to be like, okay, let me get, you know, my fucking car.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I bought it for the Emerald Isle. And I go over to the Emerald Isle. None of these cars are unlocked. Nothing's going. I'm like, the keys are supposed to be in these fucking cars.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude's like, well, yeah. So I go over to Enterprise. And he's like, yeah, here you go. Here's some fucking keys for you, bud.
He's like, just get the fuck out of here.
Just, you know.
Which was like the fastest thing we had gone through all day.
He didn't ask for my ID. He didn't confirm that I had a reservation. Nothing. Yeah. He's just like, toss me keys. I'm like, dude.
No.
I could dip with your fucking car right now.
And we did.
Yeah, I mean, I had to go give the guy at the gate my ID and my credit card, but...
That was dumb.
Whatever. And then, you know, got to the hotel. The hotel was flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Best Western. The Best Western.
Yeah.
There's a reason why I always go with the Best Western. Namely, because I have points with them. But yeah, I just walked in, boom, here's your room, good night. Like, thank you, cool. And there's like hardly any fucking parking. There's like one parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, we got it, cool. And then we just went to the fucking salt flats.
Yes.
My wife went out, you know, way far out in the salt flats.
You told me to go have fun.
I did. I did.
So I walked barefoot on the salt flats.
She walked like forever on the salt flats.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm sitting there like, you know, shooting shit with like one of the guys that works there. James, if you're listening to this, James, what up? And so I'm sitting there shooting the shit with James. We're having a good time. We're like the same fucking dude, except he's like 30 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
We're just like
even had the scraggly beard.
We're just talking, you know, crazy fucking stories. Talking about like boarding school. He's like, yeah, I was like watching dudes blow their brains out, and like, yeah, that's the military back in the day, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, you just have to live with it. That it sucks, but you know, so does anal for the first time.
It's gonna suck the first time.
Oh yeah.
Aww.
I mean, like, if you're like completely like, you know, relaxed, have a couple glasses of champagne, you can ease into it, but. For the most part, like the first time, it's like, whoa.
I feel like you get my body pretty relaxed after like 5 orgasms.
I mean, there's a reason why it's called painal.
Okay, well, I'm going to hope for the best, okay?
I mean, I'll just, you know, work on your ass and just, you know, get you some anal beads and
yeah.
Work it up to a cut. Like, mm-hmm. That's the mistake that most people will ever make. It's just going straight for the cock. It's like, ba-boom. It's like, whoa, okay.
No.
It's like starting with the middle of the shit before the tip. There's a reason why every shit has a tip.
Yeah, I like my butt plug. It's nice. You should use it more.
Okay. You just need lube.
Can you get one that's like non-latex? Just as long as it doesn't smell like watermelon. I just don't want watermelon-scented lube.
Let's we don't have watermelon-scented
lube. I know, but I've come across that, and that was disgusting. So what? I don't care what we use. It just can't be watermelon.
Chocolate.
That's, like, disgusting on more than one level.
I hope it's brown, too, so I just don't even know.
Oh, my God, no.
I just assume everything coming out of there is the fucking lube.
Oh, my God,
just,
no.
Just sitting there, just licking it up, like, la, la, la. I'm like, oh, no, that was not lube.
Isn't there, like, a scene from fucking Shades of Grey where he, like, licks her chocolate starfish?
That's a 90s reference.
Okay.
Limp Bizkit. There we go. I'm like, it's right there. I'm like...
Okay, well, I only know it from Shades of Grey because...
Chocolate starfish.
Okay,
hot dog flavored water.
Okay, no. Ashley was reading it and she was like, Alex, read this. And I'm like, I don't want to read this. She's like, no, you want to read this. And I read it and I'm like, I do not want to read that. There was instant regret.
Oh,
and like, he wasn't even that good of a fucking dom. Like, he wasn't. He was like, yeah, I got this shit. But like, he didn't have like a full on like dom relationship with her. Like, it was like not even a thing.
Oh.
It was disappointing. Like, if you're going to showcase that kind of relationship, at least make it real. Like, seriously, that is not at all how that stuff goes. Being submissive and being dominant is all about consent and talking about what you guys want to do, having safe words, all kinds of good shit, and making sure you have... And, like, you can have a BDSM relationship and not be in a relationship with that person. I'm just lucky it got to be the both of us at the same time.
So, I found...
What?
A sex story.
I'm going to read this.
No, I'm going to read it out loud.
You can read?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Mm.
This one. Probably written by, like, someone like me.
Mm.
Serena wasn't like most girls who have vaginas.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is this the pee one?
On this day, she walked into the coffee shop. She giggled shyly as her boobs got stuck in the door.
Okay, the problem is that's happened to me.
Her light linen shirt showed her nip-nops.
Your what?
Neep-nops.
What? What? No!
As the sun shone on her skin-covered body.
What?
As the sun shone on her skin-covered body from across the way.
I thought she was in a coffee shop.
Her boobs were stuck in the door.
Oh her neat knops.
The light linen shirt showed her neat knops as the sun shone on her skin-covered body from across the way. He couldn't help but notice.
Mm.
She has eyes, Curtis thought to himself, but not too many.
This is like one of those bodice rippers that are like 90 pages at most and are just so fucking sappy. Continue.
While she stood in line,
You're not putting this on YouTube, right?
I mean, no.
Okay, good, because I need to pick my nose. There's clots.
I mean, you're naked. You can't put it on YouTube.
Oh, thank God.
She has eyes, Curtis thought to himself.
But not too many.
While she stood in line, he covertly checked out her butt. It was a good butt. Round and not covered in any centipedes.
Okay, so I thought Curtis was like a worker behind the bar. He's a customer sitting at a table. How else did he see her butt? Unless she turned around when she got her boob stuck.
His simple gaze made her mossy bank call out in a rush of liquid, not like a river, more like when you have an accidental pee a little.
Wait, what?
His simple gaze made her mossy bank call out in a rush of liquid. Her mossy bank being her vagina.
Yeah, I know, but no woman just gets wet like that.
Not like a river, more like when you accidentally pee a little. Her vagina, alerting her to his presence, said, "Yo, check out the fox."
Okay, as someone who does accidentally pee, it feels completely different than having a wet vagina.
As she turned and their eyes met, his penis moved as...
Oh my God.
It's great. As she turned and their eyes met, his penis moved as she shot her sex beans into her head through her eyes.
She shot her what?
She shot her sex beans into his head through her eyes and into his head.
What are beans?
Sex beans.
Multiple? Like she has more than one clit?
I don't know.
No, she has as many clits as she has eyes.
He didn't know it yet, but this was the beginning of the greatest adventure in regional small appliance sales.
I thought she was at a coffee shop.
She walked to his table and sat down. Barap, her vagina belched.
What?
Barap, her vagina belched. He found her giggle intoxicating as she lowered her eyes and said, "Excuse me." His penis sang a little song in reply to her vaginal call.
This can't be written by someone, right? This is just fucking mocked up, right?
These are certainly all words.
Oh my God. This person either has not had sex or has had really, really, really bad sex and wish sex was like this.
I mean, I don't
both
know.
Options
I don't know what neat knops are, but these are.
That just makes you think of the Knights of Knee.
Neat knops. I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start. You know, on the podcast, finding really horrible sex stories, like horribly written ones, like just written by men, like, I smelled the nectar of her flower.
Okay, so I once read one where this dude was like, obviously it was like going to be sex at some point, but this girl was like, she was walking downstairs and all of a sudden she realized she had to pee. So she goes to the restroom. And unlike men who are able to pee straight from their bladder, women's bladders tend to like wander around, so it takes her a couple seconds before she really starts to pee. And like he just goes on about her peeing, and it's like, none of this is how women pee. And I'm sorry, my urethra is shorter than yours. You have a long urethra because you have a fucking dick.
Yeah, I mean, I am a dick.
You are a dick. You're a dick?
Yep, I am. But you know who else is a dick?
Courtney.
For not showing up to this podcast. How dare you, Courtney? How dare you?
Who's a dick?
Oh, there's a fucking Garrett from the, I think, Cincinnati Reds.
Is that?
He's a baseball.
Yeah. I was right! Continue.
Yeah. So, I have $50 riding on this game.
When did you start betting on games?
A little bit ago. I mean, I've already doubled my money, so.
Oh, that's nice. Like, How much did you put in? $1?
$50.
$1.50?
No, $50. I got $100 out of it, and I just let the rest of it ride. I'm just like, this is just play money now. I don't care about the rest of it. Mm. And
so you bet 50 on this dude?
I bet 50. In the ninth inning.
Oh, yeah.
Ninth inning, they were up by 3.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave them the game. They lost by 3.
Yeah. No, babe. Baseball means nothing until the ninth inning.
Everything else, the ninth inning.
Yeah. No, everything else is like foreplay, and then you get sex, and it's like, over fast.
All he had to do was like pull out a gun and be like, game's over, win.
Then he definitely would have lost.
I mean, all he had to do was send his cheerleaders and his wife over to the opposite team, like, we're going to suck all your dicks if you let us win.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what?
He's married?
I don't know. Probably not. Mm-hmm. I saw his Twitter profile. Count on AG. It's like Amir Garrett. I'm like, at first, I'm like, I hate him. And then I'm like, honestly, I just spent like $60 on airport snacks. So I'm like, I've lost more money on like airport snacks than I have on this dude.
They were good snacks, though.
Fucking up this game. But I'm like, dude, at this point, quit. At this point, just be like, yeah, okay, we're not going to be part of sports anymore. I suck. Like, there's just times where it's like, yeah.
No, people get outed from that type of job all the time. Especially if you're not pro yet.
Yeah, I mean, just... Then I got my Doge, and I just...
Doge. I love that. I'm
a bag holder of Doge.
I should sell it all. That's money. Keep your Dogecoin. I respect you more now that I know you have Dogecoin.
I have Dogecoin.
Mm-hmm. I need a cat coin now, but the Doge gets you points.
I think there's cat coins, actually.
I need cat coins.
There definitely is a cat thing. I know it is. Cat coins.
It could be like my kitten money.
Check out these pictures.
Is it lucky cat stuff?
Let's see. Cryptocurrency. Cat coin cryptos. All right, we're back. My wife, probably.
No, this was not my fault.
I'm blaming her.
This is not my fault.
I'm
blameless. Blameless?
The blind are blameless. I don't know. There's only 31:43 left, like on the little timer thing.
Oh, there's a timer thing?
It's a little timer thing.
Cool.
It's probably, you know, like locked to like the SD card that's like in the tablet. Whatever. So, crypto kitties is what we were talking about.
Yes.
So.
I love cats.
In the interim.
I love every single cat.
Create a new wallet.
I can't stop thinking about cats.
Except Alex the truck. Available. Of course it is. I know it is. Use fingerprint. Recommended.
Unless you have an iPhone and it just recognizes your face for you and you don't even have to do anything.
Or if you're in this, maybe later. Later. So yeah, you can get like little crypto kitties.
Oh my god, they're so cute! Is there one with wings?
There's always one with wings.
I love wings. Oh my god, that one's cute too. The little green one's cute. It looks more like a chipmunk though. Professor Whampaws? Oh my god. Catributes? Oh my god, this is amazing.
Yeah, so you can go on cryptocurrencies and you just need a Coinbase wallet. And yeah, you can just easily get these. I have to buy them with 2.5 Ethereum, and that's $5,545 for this.
Wow. So once you get it, do you own it? Like, that's a proof of money?
It's like a trading card. If I get if I understand it right, I don't understand it much. Mm. But Sir Bubbleshot.
Oh my god, they have such cute names. I love cute names. I have a kitty at my job called Mr. Phipps, and he's a cowbell on his collar. And all he wants is booty rubs. And if you rub his face, he'll turn around and give you his booty, because he wants booty rubs. He needs his booty rubs. Sick. All kitties need booty rubs.
So, yeah, I'll figure out how crypto kitties work. This really goes over to Broker Boys. Figure out how this shit works and how to actually make money off of crypto kitties.
Oh, cool. You got a new episode plan then.
I mean, that's not what next episode is going to be about.
You don't want to talk about crypto pussies?
Just. Sports betting is going to be the next one. Because I have to bitch about, you know, a guaranteed fucking thing is not a guaranteed fucking thing. I just wanted to gain 50 cents on my $50.
And?
I lost it all.
Mm-hmm. Did someone learn his lesson?
No! I've lost so much more money than that. Are you kidding me?
Should you really be telling your wife that?
Yeah, I don't care. Who took you to Salt Lake City?
You.
Do you want to go halvesies on this?
I could do a payment plan.
Do you want to know how much I spent on this?
No.
$300 just for the flights.
Uh-huh. I thought you got them for free.
No, I spent real money on them. I just had to re-spend them fucking money.
Okay, no. That doesn't count. Continue. That doesn't count.
It's $200 for the hotel.
I thought you also got that with Benny's.
Yeah, I mean, Benny's that I had fucking work for. I put in the hard work and the hard labor and the hard hours.
Yeah, it's so hard for you to stay in a hotel overnight and eat pizza.
It is, okay? It is. Like, my fucking body is shutting down. I'm dying.
Yeah, because you're 30.
Slowly.
You're past the point of cell rejuvenation, keeping up with the cell decay.
I'm like, fuck.
No, you start dying around, like, 24.
My stomach is doing weird things.
You are dying from now on.
I shit weird.
Do you need to go see a doctor?
Probably.
Is that why your fart hurt?
My fart didn't actually hurt.
Then why did you say ow?
Because I'm hilarious. I let out a
no,
big...
No. You say fuck when you sneeze, and you say ow when you fart. The fuck is wrong with you?
I get upset with sneezes.
Why?
Because they're inconvenient at best.
What?
Sneezes are inconvenient.
Do you sneeze through your mouth or through your nose?
Through my nose. It's a, you know, and then like...
I sneeze through my mouth.
Maybe, I don't know. I chew. Whatever.
It turns into a cough.
I don't know what's going on when I sneeze. I just...
Does it hurt?
It's just... it comes at like inconvenient times. It's like, you know, I'm like making out with my wife or like my girlfriend or my mistress.
Your girlfriend?
Mistress? Ooh. Well, let's move on.
I told you can fuck all the men you want, but no vaginas.
I mean, you said I can fuck trannies, too.
No, because trannies identify as women.
Nope, if they identify as a man.
Then yes.
And they still have a bottom hole, I'm going in.
I'm okay with that, as long as they don't physically have a vagina.
They physically have a bottom hole. They don't call it a vagina.
What do they call it?
A bottom hole. The bottom hole.
What? We're not talking about buttholes?
The bottom hole. The front hole.
There's a front hole and a butthole?
Yeah, you got one too. You got one here and then one back here.
I have a vagina. I do not have a bottom hole.
It's a bottom hole.
No. Okay. Okay, it's not even a hole. It's sewed closed at the tip. It's a fucking cave? Cavern? Cove. It's a cove.
It's like a stocking for Christmas. But I stuff it full of treats. It's like, there you go. Come. Oh, yeah.
If your dick could ejaculate without cum, my life would be so much better.
Yeah, I know. Like, but if I could cum and, like, not make a mess, I would just do it, like, as I'm driving all day. I'd be like, ugh!
Blow. I'm pretty sure I gave you a hand job when you were driving once.
Not a truck.
No, we were in the, No, we were in your big GMC back in North Dakota.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. Like, that fucking... Those old Suburbans,
yeah,
like their steering wheel doesn't really work at the best of times.
Yeah, no, I drove that more than once. I know.
You're like, okay, let's go. Left.
Why do you think I only drove it twice and refused to drive it ever again?
I love that truck.
And yet it's
shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. I love Mochi, and I do not take care of her either.
Beta.
You take care of my fucking cat.
Oh my god.
Bitch.
Do you even know what medicine she's on?
No. Oh my god. If you die, those cats will die too, because I do not know what medicine they're on.
What are you going to do with Goose if I die before him?
Probably give him to the clinic.
He won't like that.
What will he like? He doesn't like anything.
I know. He likes me and that's it.
Yeah, I'll bury him with you then. Let's mix your ashes together.
Oh, you get us both cremated? Perfect. Then I'm happy.
Just, like, burn them on, like...
No! Okay, you know what? I'm going to cry if we keep talking about this. Let's move on. Shut up!
Just get back to the house and, like, the house is burnt down. It's like...
Why would you say that? They're not at the house!
I know. It's like, you're like, oh, thank God the cats aren't here.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Tron, but yeah.
I'm like... No, Tron's dead.
No, my free weed.
It's not free.
He gives me free weed all the time on top of the money I give him. Like, so it can be like, I just downed like 100 milligram reefer soda. And he's like, do you want a free 40 milligram edible? And I'm like, fuck yeah. And I was like, okay, I want to put this away and take it later. Jaime was like, nope, down a hatch. And I was like, ah, fuck, now we are going to get wasted. And so I decided to follow with some champagne and it was a... excellent time to be had.
Yeah, whatever. But
I'm sorry.
I don't know. I'm enjoying my life. I don't do drugs no more.
Poor you.
But you all can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and soon to be fucking whatever TikTok, that thing.
How are you gonna keep all those social medias together?
Oh, I don't. I barely fucking post.
I don't even use Facebook that often. And that's like my only social media platform.
I don't post anything to my fucking Facebook. God. Don't look me up on my actual Facebook.
No, it's appalling.
Ugh, gross.
Like, your freaking photo isn't even a photo of you.
Nope, it's a photo of my friend Gary. Because he made fun of my photo, so I changed my photo to the photo of him. I'm like, how are you even finding my Facebook? I don't add fucking coworkers to my Facebook. Rule number one, do not add fucking coworkers to your Facebook.
Unless they quit, and then you can add them to your Facebook, because then they're not going to snitch on you. Not that I think a coworker of mine would actually snitch on me. Everyone thinks I'm the tits.
And you will have tits.
Yeah, I have the biggest tits in the clinic.
I mean, you should be happy. So, we got a couple stories. We're just going to fucking nail these out at the end. That way you can just skip them if you're like, oh, fuck this stories. But if you're like, I love this stories, they're great. So, a couple fucking Florida
yes!
police officers
Florida.
Were accused of issuing citations to drivers they never pulled over.
That sounds like regular cops, doesn't it?
So, pretty much, they got caught because an attorney contacted one of their victims
mm-hmm.
and is like, hey, would you like help with all your traffic tickets? And the dude was like, what? What traffic tickets? I don't have any.
Oh, they didn't know they were getting traffic tickets?
They didn't know.
Oh my fucking God. Oh my fucking God.
So like, and another lady, she found out that she was getting these traffic tickets that she had six of because they were about to suspend her fucking license.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they just wrote six just for her.
Why?
Because these fucking Florida police officers are being pieces of shit.
So what happened to them? I need justice.
Yeah, they got arrested for it, for sure.
Wait, you don't have closure for me?
Well, it's pretty recent.
Okay, let me know when you have closure.
But yeah, it's Officer Ernesto Martinez.
No.
And Armando Perez. No. Some fucking Mexican motherfuckers.
Just makes it worse.
They were...
No, they were being lazy Mexicans.
They were arrested and being accused of issuing dozens of citations to 9 people they never pulled over or made aware that the tickets happened.
So these people don't know they're getting tickets until they get a notice from DV, like, your license is suspended.
But yeah, they're getting charged with felony counts of official misconduct and falsifying public records.
Yes.
Yeah, the duo was caught when the defense firm called Resil Sotopolo. I'm like, God damn.
It's Florida.
There's immigration problems over there.
Well, they also are, like, low-key French.
The Miami Herald reported the two are being charged with felony counts of official misconduct and falsifying public records.
Excellent.
That's it.
You needed to know. Thank you.
So, yeah, they're
cops are shit.
They're just getting charged, and the second the heat's off, they're going to be like, all right, get back to work, you little rascals. Don't do that no more.
Yeah, fucking blue code.
Pretty much. And, you know, here's a big one that no one will ever fucking care. The UK Parliament unanimously declares the Chinese government is committing genocide against the Uyghurs. I don't know. The Muslims of China.
Yeah, everyone fucking picks on Muslims. I don't understand why.
They look Chinese as fuck.
Oh my god. I'm like,
that's what you get for choosing the wrong religion.
Okay, no. There's no such thing as a wrong religion. They're all fucking bad.
I mean, you just...
I realize I just contradicted myself.
Price you pay.
I know.
So yeah, these...
I thought I was going to say something smarter.
The Chinese government is...
The Chinese government is...
And I don't think anybody really knows really what's going on or cares.
No, this is brought up to highlight when they tried to release the new Disney Mulan movie, and the main chick was like, yeah, I support them killing Muslims, and everyone was like, oh fuck. And so it showed up for like a couple days. China shut it back down.
Here in America, they'd be like, you know, are you just like laying down now?
I'm laying down now.
Yeah, here in America, it's like, yeah, kill those Muslims. Like after 9/11 happened, holy shit.
Oh my god, it was so bad.
Yeah, fucking Muslim, Sikh, it doesn't matter. If you have a fucking turban on or any fucking, you know, religious headgear, fucking forget about it. You're done.
God. People are like, you have to respect Christianity. And it's like, well, Christianity doesn't respect any other religion. So why should they be respected?
So, but I mean, it's stupid. It's China. You don't have freedoms over there. So stop pretending.
Yeah, no, it's communism.
But on to the next story.
Communism.
We're going to fucking just nail these down.
Yeah.
Nicole Poole Franklin, 43, of Des Moines, Iowa, had a string of incidents in 2019, December 9th, 2019, where she hit a 12-year-old boy who was black and a 14-year-old girl who was Latina with her car and yelled racial and ethnic slurs at gas station employees. And she is being charged with U.S. hate crimes for trying to kill both children. They survived.
Oh, good.
These kids...
Am I happy the baby survived?
Yes, you have to be.
Okay, I'm happy the kid survived.
But yeah, she's like a fucking schizophrenic and just... It's a sad situation on all fronts.
Schizophrenia is so misunderstood.
She's going to be in prison for a long fucking time.
With absolutely no mental support.
Oh, fuck her.
Schizophrenia. I can't even imagine living with that.
And here's the story that I, you know, feel bad for the cops. A Virginia cop was fired after donating $25, a 20 and a fiver, to Kyle Rittenhouse. He's that kid that shot somebody at like some riots. They were like coming after him. Shot in self-defense. Mm-hmm. Donated $25 with a note that said, you did nothing wrong. Now, the only thing the officer did wrong was use his company email to send that $25. But honestly, this officer should have his fucking job back with back pay. I mean, I'm one of the number one components of fuck the police, but this officer did nothing wrong, and it's his, you know, ability to put his money wherever the fuck he wants to put his goddamn money,
yeah,
and have his own opinions to say, oh, you, officer, you can't have your opinion. Like, an officer can have an opinion that he thinks black people are dumb, but if he acts on them, then it's a whole different thing. But, ugh.
I mean, I feel like the whole viewing an entire skin color as dumb should ring some alarm bells.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, there's a lot of other shit that just goes by the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
Another story. There's a $5.7 million mansion that a couple told all their friends that it was their mansion. And they were having the wedding at this mansion. This is down in Florida.
Of course.
The morning of the wedding, the real owner of the house shows up.
Of course. Which he should have done. Thank God for that.
I mean, just randomly. I'm like, dude, if you have that kind of money, go travel.
Yeet.
But... that's it for this fucking episode. I'm only doing those four. We're on vacation. We're phoning this shit in.
Actually, we're on your tablet.
Oh, my God. And Courtney isn't here.
Because she a bitch.
She a bitch. And we might record, like, an extra just to have something under the belt.
Mm.
And thank you for listening, if you did. Sorry about that little interruption halfway through. I don't know what the fuck's going on. I'm not tech savvy. Or I am.
You are.
Well, honestly, I'm just going to clip these two together and just be...
Well, duh. It's
fucking easy.
No, you're an editor now.
Filmora. Good job, guys. Filmora, you the MVP. You're the one that I'm purchasing. Because you have great fucking software. Sorry for everybody else that, has decent software. I'm not buying it. Even though I already have, Filmora is easy.
Yes.
They also have an Android app. You can download that. Pay $30 for a lifetime license.
Are you doing an ad?
No.
Oh, okay.
Filmora is not backing me at all. Are you kidding me? Like, should we back the Nazi? It's like, not really, no. But, no, don't tickle me. Ew. Gross. See y'all later. You want to say something to the people?
Fuck all you. Humans should commit a mass suicide to save the planet. All of you are raping the earth, and I hate everyone, including myself.
Well, I'm going to put her to bed. Or to sleep. Whichever.
I thought we were going to have sex next.
Alright. Fuck, just... Now,
it's so much work.
Let's do another hour of podcasting. So we don't have to have... Ew, gross. Get away from me.
You don't want cooties?
Get your ew boobies away from me.
Oh my God, that hurt my lip piercing.
I bet. So
it was a bad decision, but I don't regret it.
Thank you all for listening. And we'll see y'all next week. Ew, gross. She just licked my eyeball. Gross. Ew.
This is what happens when you make me do podcasts over.
I mean...
Was there even a difference, though?
No. I'd rather you just do it high. And just, like, both you two girls are just high as fuck the entire goddamn podcast.
Yeah, it's two girls, one guy.
I mean, not in the great way.
Well, no. It's sad for you. But I still get sex.
And, you know, I'm just, like, sitting there trying to make you two laugh. And you're like, what? Like, you're too autistic and Courtney's too high and not paying attention.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hey, guys, let me tell you a joke. And it's like,
what? The audience is laughing more than we are.
I mean...
Hopefully.
No, the audience can't find this fucking podcast. I can't find my own podcast. Yeah, are you kidding me?
It's hard to search for it. Like, I had to save it as a favorite on Stitcher.
I had to literally look for the podcast episodes.
Yeah.
To find this podcast.
Yeah, no one wants to.
like Stitcher and Spotify, they're like, we don't even want you to. This one needs to get the fuck out of here. But thank y'all for listening. We'll be back again next week. Hopefully with Courtney not watching a Christian gay fucking movie.
Poor thing.
Or hopefully she's, like, getting some dick. Like,
also, poor thing.
I mean, women, life is a blizzard of bad dicks.
It is.
It's gonna suck. Mm-hmm. Men are horrible. We're all fucking pigs.
Yeah, you gotta really train them.
She hasn't even trained me. I just do whatever the fuck I want to do. She knows, like I would never cheat on her, but that's yeah. about it.
That's all I ask is loyalty.
I won't cheat on her, and I won't hit her hard.
Yeah, otherwise so. I don't like it.
That's it. Bye.